We are back for yet another episode of
What the Tuck
with Brittany
and Lindsay.
All right, episode 2 of season 11, RuPaul's Drag Race.
Boop, boop,
boop, boop, boop, boop.
It was, you know, last episode left us with quite the cliffhanger. More drama, more...
For your mama.
Loveliness, and we weren't disappointed, I must say.
So the ladies get back to the workroom after Shouju has been eliminated, and she leaves a nice little message that says something about her sisters. C-Y-S-T.
I just love it. Everyone's going off.
Funny.
Don't talk about your freaking oozing cysts on
your taint. No.
Oh.
It's so funny.
I guess I was being a little naive when she first said it. And I was like, oh, did she have like a cyst on her foot? And then it's like, oh, no.
It was very taint.
It was quite more
graphic than that.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. And Miss Scarlett is bothered that she did not get more recognition for her red dress.
Yeah. You know, don't get me wrong. I really liked the red dress.
I did too.
But you know what? You know, if you don't win, you don't win. I get it. You're sassy. So have your little fit. But then when it's pointed out that there are so many holes, you see it close up, you're like, oh man, yeah, that is an issue.
And her face, she was just like, mm-mm. Don't be talking to me like that. Mm-hmm. It was pretty funny. It was cracking me up how annoyed she was.
I know. And you know, it seems to be a running theme.
I know.
Yeah. I love her aesthetic and you know, I don't know. I'm starting to feel like she's a little bit of a prima donna.
Yeah. I'm curious to see how it plays out. Cause she definitely has got she's a little uppity.
Yeah.
It's irritating.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then the next day, as they come into the workroom, Silky wants to stir the pot. So she, you know, asks everyone to play Bang, Marry, Kill.
Mm-hmm.
But it backfires when everybody wants to kill Silky.
I know. I know.
So
it's like, are y'all going to kill me?
I'm like,
yes.
It was pretty funny.
You brought
like, wait
it on
a minute.
Yourself.
I know. You're the one who started playing the game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And again, like, in most cases, I would be like, oh, this is funny, but I'm so annoyed with her. I'm like, she just, again, wants more screen time.
I know. It's like, everyone pay attention to what I want us to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, this is not the
it
Silky
not-
show.
I was about to say the same thing.
Because we think the same.
It's true. Sisters. Oh, no. Sisters.
Sisters.
So then we get the lovely entrance of RuPaul.
Looking.
Who I love all the patterns.
Mm-hmm.
I love those suits. But I just thought he looked just sleek.
Oh, yes.
And the suit was like a dark blue with the white, like stitching on the lining.
Yeah.
With the red, like, neckerchief. Oh,
it was just classic.
I was eating it up.
Looking classic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was great.
So.
Mini challenge time.
Yes. A classic.
I love a good quick drag mini challenge. Mm-hmm. It cracks me up to see what they're able to do with quick drag.
I know
it's one of my favorites.
So we got our celebrity photo bomb challenge.
Yes.
Which
lackluster.
I have to agree
it was lackluster.
When I re-looked at my notes here, I have so many meh.
I know. I've got like, it's just all a bunch of like muddiness and a couple good ones, but it really, like,
the problem is people, like, there's a theme to the picture, of course. I feel like people weren't posing to be a part of that theme. They were just being crazy.
They're like, I'm kooky. And it's like, but you need to be in the picture.
Exactly.
Yeah,
well,
I don't know.
Let's dive into this. So first we have Nina with Cardi B at the VMAs.
Right. And
it was just like, it was so...
I'm just going to stand here and make a crazy face. And
yeah.
It was like, what?
Yeah. And I mean, I know they're photoshopped and it's obvious, but at the same time, again, you want it to like look somewhat
realistic.
Yeah,
look like it's part of...
And
yeah.
It was like a sticker on a picture. It was just... It,
it
didn't
had
work
no movement.
For
me. She was just like standing there like, ooh.
Mm-hmm. Then we have Plastique with Amber Rose, or an Amber Rose selfie.
I did think that her ugly face was funny.
I thought it was funny too, but I also thought it was weird that she was like this little mole peeking out from behind the
couch.
It was just, I put hidden.
Well, that was honestly a weird, like, how do you photobomb into a selfie in a picture? I don't know. It was kind of a weird.
Maybe like you're taking the selfie with her.
Yeah,
it was kind of just like the.
I'm standing
here. I don't know
if
you've ever played like Duck Hunt where the dog just comes up from behind the bushes and is just there and then disappears.
It was kind of like
that.
Yeah.
So it's, I don't know. I didn't hate it, but I was like, this isn't great.
The one thing I did appreciate, I mean, the whole picture itself was not a winner, but what I did appreciate was that a lot of times the queens who like kind of pride themselves on being pretty are afraid to do ugly.
Yeah.
And she at least like embraced like, I'm going to go goofy ugly.
Yeah.
And
she,
I appreciated
that. She checked that box. I have to agree. Even though her ugly is still gorgeous.
I know. Scarlett, I just wrote meh.
Bored.
It was
bored.
So
it's
boring.
It's just a glamour shot. It's her striking a glamour pose.
She's like,
and
I'm
being,
on. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Which is funny though, because there were some photos you saw or some poses that looked a lot funnier. And so
I don't know why,
like,
they
why
chose
they
that one. Yeah, I don't know.
I think
felt
they
like,
did her a disservice.
Yeah, I thought
on
there were
one.
Better ones than that.
Oh, Lordy,
oh,
here we go.
My God. Silky, I just wrote, she naked.
I put too much.
What the fuck?
And doesn't connect. It makes no sense. And you know what? Body positivity, 100%. Be who you're going to be. But like in the... in something that makes sense. You're in a Tom Brady catching a like,
I think what it was supposed to be, or at least like the idea of it, was like a streaker on the football field, which I guess I kind of get, but also,
but do they see the foot? Like,
I don't know.
I mean, I guess I can see that a little bit, but
I just was like, it was funny, like to a point, and then it was like fully naked. And I was just like, what the what?
Yeah. It was,
I don't
again,
know. It was just too
much. I may
much.
Be a little biased, but it was just too much. It was too
yeah,
much.
Yeah. It just, I don't know. I was just sort of like in shock.
Yeah.
And oh my goodness.
And the photo didn't turn out great. It just looked bizarre.
It looked bizarre. Because
it didn't look
too.
Like it, like if it's a streaker, like run like you're streaking. Like,
it was
that's
just like,
funny.
I'm frolicking. I don't know. It was really weird.
Yeah. It was bizarre.
Ariel Versace. I just wrote, no fun with look. What are you doing?
Yeah, I just put meh.
Like,
again.
I don't. I mean, she definitely had the most sort of put together drag look, I guess. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't any fun. It was just like, I'm being cute. And then peeking through the legs. It was just, I don't know. It was not fun to
me. I mean, my only thing is that at least it did go with the photo a little more than the other ones.
It did.
It made sense. But again, it's like been done.
Yeah.
Over it.
Yeah. I don't know. I was not into it.
We're loving these right now.
I know. Evie, I wrote too much.
Yeah.
Like you're frothing at the mouth. Plus you look like a
plus
crazy crack whore. Plus you wrote dolls
thing.
On your crotch.
Which,
and
okay, do you know what that was trying to say?
Like, I don't know. I was thinking it was like, I got a doll crotch. I don't know. It was very confusing. I didn't understand what was happening.
Yeah,
honestly.
I was sitting there and I asked Cameron, I was like, am I being like dense? Do I just not
understand
this? Like,
is there a thing?
This?
But no, I couldn't. I was trying so hard to like, maybe there's an angle I'm not getting, but I don't think there was any angle. I think it was just dumb.
Yeah. Again. I love her. Well, I love the idea of her, but
meh.
Not done well.
Honey, I wrote meh. It was just boring.
Yeah, I put fine.
Boring.
Mm-hmm.
Next. Who was it?
Kahana?
Kahana. I rewinded it twice to look, and I was like, I can't tell who that is.
I did the same.
I couldn't tell who it was.
I did the same thing.
And then that made me feel bad. I'm like, oh, I guess I'm not getting a much personality if I can't tell who the hell you are.
But that kind of, without saying
like, isn't
much,
that,
it's saying a lot.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. If I don't know who you are when you're standing there doing something, like maybe you need to push it a little further.
Yeah. And I just put it was a little too discombobulated. It just
yeah.
It was boring and didn't make sense.
Yeah.
All right, next we got Suga and the Zac Efron.
I just wrote fine. I mean, it was fine. Like, I got the thing of, like, wanting the autograph. At least it had, like, a cohesive idea to it.
See, that's what I put is, I said, so it was my favorite so far.
So far, yes.
Because it was, at least it was funny and at least it made sense.
Yeah.
It's not, like, blowing me out of the water.
No.
But it's better than what we've seen up to that point.
Yeah. No, I agree. Then Akira.
I mean, pooping on Nicki Minaj's dress, you know, I guess it's
something.
Some funny toilet humor and it makes sense. But at the same time, like, I think it would have been funnier to look kind of like you were like swimming through all of that train or like doing a snow angel or something.
Something.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's fine. Whatever.
Brooklyn Heights.
With the presidential.
With
people? Who?
People. There was Putin. Was it Putin? No, it wasn't.
No. No.
Wasn't it? Was it not like Trump and Melania and Putin and or was it like the French president or something? I don't know.
I think so.
I don't remember.
We're terrible.
All I remember is that on the paper it said Welcome to America that she was holding over her crotch.
So I loved it.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah. It made sense. It was funny. I love her comment with, and she's doing the splits. She's like, oh, I get a lot of practice.
I know.
Like, good job. Humor. I love it. So this one is my favorite so far as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Well, not as well. Now it is.
Mercedes,
what
was she doing? At first it was like, oh, you're being funny, like looking to see if she's wearing panties. But then she lays on the ground, pulls her wig off and puts it on her lap. You couldn't even see her in the picture.
I said, why is she dead
in
this
picture? So
odd.
It was
so
bad.
That was a
weird.
Very, very poor choice. I feel like she was trying to, and that's the thing. I think she was trying to be funny, but maybe she's just not that funny. So she didn't know what to do.
It's like, I guess I'll just go crazy.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. That one I think would have been a little bit more difficult of one to pose for. But at the same time, just do something funny. Then it's at least not looking like you passed out.
Yeah, like a rug on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Raja's.
I put eh.
It was fine.
It wasn't funny. It was like another just kind of glamour shot.
Yeah.
Eh. Move on.
And then Banji's, I just wrote no.
I said it looks weird.
Yeah, it was like.
It was just, again, it was one of those ones where it's just like popping up out of
nowhere. She just was standing there and it was like, well, okay. Like she wasn't even really doing anything.
Yeah.
It was weird. It was just too weird.
Yeah. Well. After all of that fabulousness,
that's pushing it.
I know, I'm sorry. we had two winners. Ding, ding, ding. Brooklyn Heights, which I agree with.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And then
Silky. I don't agree with it.
I don't agree either.
And I think that Rue's just enamored by her over-the-top goofiness. And I think that... she hasn't seen much else besides the like. It's like watching the preview of a movie, where you get a few giggles out of it and you like it, and then you see the movie and you're like, ugh,
this is bad.
You're like, oh, yeah, you showed all the good parts in the preview.
Yeah, I just don't feel like you should win just because you
took your clothes off.
All your clothes off.
Yeah, no.
See, and it just didn't work. It didn't. To me,
I don't agree with
it. I just feel
it.
Like she won, or she picked her to win because, like you said, she's over the top, and because, yeah, it was different ripping her clothes off, but it wasn't, again, it didn't make sense. So I feel like there were better ones.
Yeah, no,
got,
I agree. I thought that there were
for the wrong reasons, in my opinion.
I don't agree with it.
Ugh.
So, as the winners, Brooklyn Heights and Silky Nutmeg Ganache get to be team captains for the Maxi Challenge, which is an acting challenge of two movies. Good God, Girl, Get Out. And
why you gotta be black? Oh, wow. I said that terrible. Why gotta be black? Panther. Is that how they did it?
Why like gotta be black, Panther?
There we go. It's more, yeah, monotone Panther.
I love it.
I'm terrible. I am definitely an actor.
Oh, man.
So a play on Get Out.
Get Out and Black Panther.
Well, so let's go through this selection process. So Heights, well, let's just name off the team. We can just name off the teachers.
Yeah, go for it.
So Brooklyn Heights picks Nina, Raja, Honey, Suga, Plastique, and Ariel.
And then Silky is doing Good God Girl, Get Out, and she picks Acaria, Miss Vanjie, Mercedes, Evie, Scarlett, and Kahana. And Scarlett is the last picked, and she is bothered again.
she is not happy about it. Which, you know what, honestly, well,
at this point, well, honestly, they don't really know that much about each other, so I don't think it was personal. Like,
yeah.
When it gets down to fewer girls, then I think it does start to get nitpicky, but, like, they don't know each other well enough. They're just sort of picking. Yeah. I don't think it was like, ew, she doesn't deserve it. I don't know. It was weird.
I totally agree. So, again, Little Miss Princess.
Yeah.
Is bothered. Because she's an actor, an actress, and they are going to be sorry they did not pick her.
You'll be sorry. You'll all be sorry.
No more lying is. Again, I'm an actress.
So, right. As they are working on their lines, getting all ready, Miss Rue comes in to see how they're doing. And there is drama in the workroom. Oh, my G.
Well, and you know, it's kind of like we were saying before. I think Rue has been enamored with her, with Silky's craziness.
Yeah.
But then she goes to Brooklyn Heights team.
Yes.
And is just like, you know, what's the tea? What do you think about the other team?
Mm-hmm.
How do you think they're going to do? And the first thing out is, you know, with Silky over there, she's a big personality.
And how is it all going to work? They all have big personalities.
Will she let the other queens shine over her? And then the floodgates open.
It was bad. Like, I understand being annoyed with somebody, but, like, I don't know that letting your cattiness out to Rue in episode 2 is a great plan.
You know, I don't think it was that bad, though. Because, yes, I mean, they were definitely telling her everyone's annoyed with her, which is the truth. But, I mean, they weren't like, well, except for my shady moment, which I have.
Well, Ariel was digging in.
Yeah, but you know what? It's the truth. She says, the made to throw shade moment for me is when she says, there's a difference between having a strong personality and being obnoxious.
Right.
And that is her to the T.
It is. It definitely is. But I just think it's, I don't know. I guess.
Well, I think RuPaul plays both sides, though, too. And she's like, well, you know, is it that or is she, you know, playing the game better?
Right.
And so, yeah.
Well, it's hard because, I mean, if I was in that scenario, I would be annoyed with Silky as well. But I don't know. It seemed like they piled on a little bit and it was like, maybe back off a little bit. It's one thing to vent a little. But then I loved that Rue was like, well, I'm going to go ask her what she thinks. And I was like, yeah, if you're going to talk shit about her behind her back to Rue, then I don't know.
But that happens all the time.
Well, yeah, but Rue always, like, talks to other people about it. Like,
well, yeah, and I mean, she does. So, yeah, no, I agree. Maybe it wasn't the nicest thing to do, but at the same time, it also shows that they really are annoyed with
her. Yeah, for sure.
But I will say, it took away from them getting much constructive criticism.
True. It did just become the only topic of conversation.
Yeah, so she couldn't really give them any pointers or any ideas. And so that is to their detriment. So, but then, as we mentioned, RuPaul walks over to Silky's team.
She wants to stir that pot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's good television.
It is.
And so, of course, well, I mean, first she asks Silky how she chose the parts for everybody, which, you know, Silky basically says, you know, I chose the parts for people I think would do well. And she also said, what is it she said? Oh, snap. Some funny comment about having an all African American team with one white girl.
Oh, and then Rue said, so you're racially profiling. And she said, oh, what did she say?
I know.
Damn it. It was funny. I can't remember.
I know. We're the worst. But it's funny. Watch it. But then we go right into the tea.
Silky is not happy to be talked about in that way.
Manor.
Yes.
No, she is not. Which, again, at the same time, I'm like, girl, you gotta kind of know, don't you think?
I think she does know, and I think her reaction is more of, it's just kind of more of her sort of like camping it up.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just part of her shtick.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, she handled it well. I'll give her that.
Yeah, I don't think she's
shocked.
She turned
it into funny sass, right. So sucking a big straw, the air out of the room.
Yeah.
So, you know, good on her for that. I'm sure, honestly, I mean, to, again, her credit, she's probably had to deal with that kind of
thing before.
Stuff before, and so she knows how to deal with it. So,
yeah.
Good on her, but you can tell it bugs her.
Well, it would. You know, I think it would, especially, like, straight out of the gate to have everybody, like, annoyed with you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's rough. It's rough.
Yes.
And it's still, like, I don't know. I just think that it's funny that there was less talk about the actual challenge itself and more talk about the drama in the workroom.
Exactly. Like, exactly.
Okay. All right. If that's
and
how you want to be.
Do. Down the rabbit hole.
I know.
All right. Well, okay. So then we get into the actual filming of these fabulous films.
The directors were Michelle Visage and Ross Matthews, and they were cracking me up because they were so they were so funny.
They
as
were
the
really
directors.
Funny.
I loved it. They were losing it at the funniest times. It was great.
So let's just do it in order. Oh my gosh, I feel like I can't say the movie title now.
Why it gotta be Black Panther?
Thank you. I don't say it right. So, you know,
speaking of not saying it right,
what?
Brooklyn.
Oh,
Heights,
Lordy.
Trying
oh
to deliver
gosh.
Her line. Oh my God. Her performance was
just
so flat.
It was so
flat.
Boring.
Like there was no nuance or even an actual character. It was like, is your entire character that you are whiny and have glasses?
What? That's all I got from it.
It was so bad.
Which made me so sad because I love her.
I know. And it was just like,
you know,
you need to do more.
Yeah, not everyone's good at everything. And maybe this is her Achilles heel.
But she was talking about how, like, you know, at like, oh, well, I picked everyone who has a background in the arts and drama. And it was like, she was sounding all confident. And then she gets out there and it was not good.
Yeah, it was robotic. You know, it was the biggest part. So it's like maybe she spent too much time just memorizing lines and not.
And if that's your crutch, then you should have given yourself a smaller part.
I know. I think she
shot herself in the foot on that one.
Big time.
Because she was supposed to. There was this one specific line where the line was Beyonce what? So it's like Beyonce what? And but it's say what? And every delivery was Beyonce. What? I was like, what are you doing?
Like, is this because you're Canadian? Like, is this?
Do you have a mental
the
block?
Crutch, you know? Oh my gosh.
Oh my
even
gosh.
I can do that. Beyonce, what?
Exactly.
Yeah. Beyonce, what?
Beyonce, what?
Oh, it was hard. It was hard. And they were trying to help her, but you can only help so much.
Yeah. You can't make somebody do it, right?
Yeah. So then. Oh my gosh. Ariel, stop saying girl. It's funny, before they even mentioned it, I was like, why is she saying girl so
well in
much?
My head, I'm like, is that supposed to be a funny part in the script? Like, it's funny because she says girl a lot because it's just annoying.
Yeah, that's what I was like, this is off-putting.
Oh my God, she is a terrible actress.
Yeah.
Terrible.
At least she came out and said it. She's like, this is not my thing.
Yes. But like everything, like even the faces she made were like, I'm going to stick my tongue out. I'm going to do big. It was like, looked like she was trying to be an emoji. I was like, stop doing those things.
And then when you have her and Brooklyn.
And Brooklyn, it was
the same, the same shot.
They weren't even interacting with each other.
No.
They were both interacting to the camera.
It was like an infomercial.
It was so
weird.
Like
a bad infomercial.
It was so strange.
Not good. So I put mad props to Plastique.
Oh my God. I wrote so good. Great delivery. Like for her to be like, I don't know. I don't do acting. Like she got out there and was just like, boom, boom, boom. Like
she just let loose. She wasn't so uptight and she just went for it. And I think
it was so like, she was so like, I wanted her to be in it more.
Oh yeah. Oh,
it was so funny.
She was hilarious. And she was cracking them up big time.
Oh, yes.
What was it?
Charisma. Charismanium. Charismanium.
I couldn't handle myself. So I was funny. Losing it. I was losing it.
Oh, my gosh. And when she would, like, her physicality was really good, too. Mm-hmm. I was very impressed. Like, it was, I wasn't expecting it to be as funny as it was.
No, I, well, and her outfit was cool.
I loved her,
super
like,
cool.
Chainmail head stuff. Mm-hmm. It was very cool.
Which I will say, one major point I said is I love their looks. Their looks were good.
Their looks were very cool.
They pulled that off well. And
yeah.
When they came out with those looks, I'm like, oh, this will be great.
I know. It was like, you have to like, live up to the look. Like, Raja looked awesome.
Yes.
And was not good.
I just put, uh-oh. With two big eyes.
Like, get your lines right, girl. It was rough.
It was. So it starts to get frustrating.
Yeah, where you're
at
like,
one point.
Just say it right. Just say it right.
And I know, like, the pressure's on. Like, I can't imagine being in that situation,
I know.
To be honest. And so I get that. But at the same time, like, it's a competition, and you need to have your A game. And it's not even a ridiculous amount of lines.
It wasn't. And then the fact that, like, the longer she went on, the more she just looked sort of over it.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, you need to like dig deep. Like, it's not time for you to be over it. You need to dig deep. If you've got one more take, then give it everything. But she like gave up halfway through her last take. It was so bad.
Yeah. So, you know,
Suga. Oh, sorry.
Oh, no. Go ahead.
Suga surprised me.
I don't know why I didn't write her down. She was funny.
She was funny. And like, I don't like really like personable, and mm-hmm. I was like, I want to see more of that. I haven't seen that because she's been pretty kind of forgettable to me up until this point, where I was like,
agreed.
Oh, you're funny. Like, you've got something to offer.
Well, and she took the direction
really well.
Perfectly.
Yeah, it was great. I loved it.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't write her down. I was thinking that same thing. Yeah.
And then Nina West.
I didn't even write her. I forgot about her.
It was fine. I just wrote fine, good delivery. But there was nothing. There were no gotcha moments. There was nothing where I was like, oh yeah. Like, she was fine.
She would. She definitely comes off as a supporting character.
Right, and it's like you're just an extra. But you're in Ooh. A. Well, that was the same thing I wrote about Honey. I just wrote forgettable background character.
Yeah,
and you're in a like a. A drag race. Oh my God.
Drag race.
Oh my God.
All stalls. Oh no.
In a drag race, like, parody, it's supposed to be over the top. Like, go too much and have the directors tell you to back it off.
Yeah.
Because that's how you get the scene.
Mm-hmm. And it was just, especially with stuff like this.
I know. It was.
Yeah.
That was a little underwhelming.
I mean, again, I love the, like, lampshade.
Oh, the lampshade hat was so funny.
It was fun. I don't know. And especially since she's such an entertainer, I expected a lot more from her.
I did expect a lot more, but there weren't any moments where I was like, I didn't even get a chuckle out of her.
No.
At all.
No. It was bored. Move on.
Yeah, I know. So then we had Good God Girl, Get Out. And I was dying during their whole filming. It was so funny.
Same.
It was so funny through the whole thing.
I was okay. Well, I mean, let's talk about the first one. Opulence.
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 We earn everything.
Okay, that was killing me. For one, because every time she said it, I was dying. But then it was killing me too because they're like, own everything, and then it went straight to earn
everything, and
it's
then
like,
they're like
it's what
they're like, opulence means
lesson of the day.
It was so funny.
So funny.
funny And then, oh my God. Vanjie's,
I could not handle it. It
dad
was so
was cracking
funny.
Me up, like the cookie the monster. Cooking. And then when he tried to do like a southern accent or
and
something,
like,
and you're
dorky,
like,
"Go dorky,
no, no,"
and I'm like, "Go back to cookie monster."
No, cookie monster instead.
Oh my gosh, I
oh my God, it was so funny.
I rewound that portion just to watch it again because
it's
it was
so funny.
So funny.
Oh my God, it was cracking me up.
Well, and I mean, Evie did really good too. Like,
yes, I was expecting her to be too much, but mm-hmm. she was like the right amount.
Yeah, it was perfect. It was perfect.
And Scarlett, I will give props. Like, she was great because she was in basically all of it.
Yeah.
And she, like, was doing a great job. Like, she just, I mean, it wasn't like she had any big moments, but I felt like,
but she wasn't boring like Brooklyn was.
No, like, she had ups and downs, and she's mm-hmm. like, she was a good straight man. Like, you know how yeah. like everyone could play things off of her because she was like being like kind of the funny ditzy clueless white person mm-hmm. in the horror movie.
Yeah.
And that was I thought that was really good.
No, I agree. She kind of bugs me a little bit, but again,
she bugs me too, but I have
to
say she did a good job.
Oh yeah.
Silky was not necessarily the best actor, but all of the ways she was messing up were hilarious.
Oh my gosh.
When she was trying to get her line at the very end, and like, they're like, "No, say it like this." And so then she started like saying it right, but then she'd look
at them
to get approval, and it's like
like, no, stay in the scene.
Or like at the end when she's supposed to be dead but she's just laughing.
Oh,
it's like,
my gosh. Yeah, I will give her that. I thought that was pretty
it was
funny
in the process, but mm-hmm. her performance was not good.
No it was, I mean, it wasn't terrible, but
it wasn't
yeah,
terrible
it
but it
wasn't great.
Like, great.
Kahana just faded into the background.
I also wrote forgettable.
Yeah.
And then I wrote, like, Mercedes and Kahana were supposed to be, like, the servants in the house. But they were so off in their own worlds. Like,
yeah, they were.
There was nothing that made it feel
connected.
Cohesive or connected
yeah.
at all. Like, if they were doing things together or, like, having, I don't know, like, it just seems like that there could have been, like, some weird, like, coordinated, like, twitches or movements that they
yeah.
did that made you be like, what's up with them? Mm-hmm. But there was nothing about it that, like, read
yeah.
anything.
I mean, and truly for Mercedes, the only reason she sticks out is the opulence.
Yeah, the rest of it was bleh,
well, yeah,
but the
exactly.
opulence was hilarious.
Akiria.
I thought she was fun and sassy. She wasn't, like, standout, but
yeah,
she was fun.
Yeah, you know, she played the part, right? And it was funny when she came in and tased everyone.
I know. Oh my
Which
God.
Again,
that was funny.
Vanjie just having her legs flail. Oh, that was good. That was
it
good.
It was so funny. So then we're in the workroom getting ready for the runway. And Silky wants answers. She is not here to play. Who's been
no.
talking shit on me?
Mm-hmm.
And it is kind of funny that, like, everybody was just, like, looking at each other like, oh, shit.
See, that was bugging me.
That was bugging me.
That was bugging me more than them doing it. Because it's like,
well, if you're
going to
do
it, own up to it.
And Ariel did. And mm-hmm. I do appreciate that.
Yeah.
But, oh my God. Beyond that, Evie and Raja, what the tuck? That was some shady business.
Yeah, it got
hard.
It
was
harsh.
I was like,
sassy.
I don't want
to
watch
this.
Mean.
Yeah.
It was meanness. I wrote total meanness from Raja. I mean, Evie, you could tell, was feeling a little uncomfortable and lashed
yeah.
out a little bit, but then Raja just dug in and was being mean.
Yeah.
And then
no,
in her interview part, she was being a total bitch. Like, calling her ugly and saying that pretty always beats ugly. And it's like,
yeah.
what
it
are
was
you
incredibly
doing?
Off. I put incredibly off putting.
Like, nobody likes that girl.
Yeah.
Who acts like that.
No.
It was. Oh, that bummed me out. That put me off Raja a lot.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. That's what I noted down. Cause yeah, like I said, you know, I get the fact that saying, you know, at least Ariel owned up to her shit.
Right.
And what she said. And like, I got that and I get that criticism. So I don't know why Raja then just blew.
Cause she was being defensive. Cause she knew that, like, she probably should have spoke up for herself. So then she just lashed out, and it wasn't.
Just made her look worse.
It did. It does. It makes it you look worse. Yeah, it was not good.
Unfortunate. But. Ugh.
And I loved how in the middle of it, there was the like.
I know.
It was like, ugh.
I know. But then we get into kind of Mercedes.
Her stroke, which is sad. It is a really sad story that, you know, she had a stroke about, what was it, like a year and a half ago or something like that?
Yeah, which came from traveling so much, and she was on a no-fly list.
I mean, it all sucks. That's a terrible situation.
Yeah, it
That's
was
sad.
That was a bummer. You know what? It was a sad thing, but I think it kind of, in a weird way, settled the workroom.
Well, it cleared the air and made it like, you know what? There's worse shit than this.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And then right after that, I finally, after the dust settled, saw Silky's face and was like, what is happening?
So I feel like it was a theme throughout the whole workroom thing where everyone's like, what are you doing? And she's like, oh, I'm going to do all these. You know.
And you're like, oh, maybe. And then all of a sudden you see her and it's just like this weird white face with these blue cheeks. Yeah. And you're like, what is happening?
Yeah. But I do love when she's finally like, nope.
At least she called
back
it.
Go to Beauty Face.
It was scary. It was looking rough. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
What a bummer though to get that far into your makeup.
I know.
And be like, no.
That's a waste of time.
But again, good on her for noticing and saying, okay.
For sure.
We got to change this up. So yeah, a pretty dramatic workroom. But you know, it wouldn't be RuPaul without some drama.
That's right.
So let's get into
the runway. Okay, so Ru is looking fabulousness in her Black Panther inspired African attire.
So, you know, I know it's not super glitzy and glamoury and shiny, but I put it's one of my favorite looks.
But it was really pretty and like,
it was
and just
beautiful.
The whole look, it was just like goddess. It looked
her
like
hair was
so
just
good.
Gorgeous. I really, really liked that look.
I loved it. It was so great. So the theme of the runway this episode is What's Your Sign?
Which
I love this runway. Is so good. And not only is it a fun theme, but I feel like, you know, most everybody really stepped it up.
They
like, it was good.
Owned it. That's one comment I wrote down is that this was a really good runway. Not only the theme, but it was just good job.
It's
everybody.
Like all these tens. And then a couple of like twos. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
But, you know, not everyone can be a winner, baby.
That's why it's a competition. You can't have two winners. Yes, you can. It's too soon.
Too soon. All right. So first out of the gate, holy shit, Brooklyn Heights comes out. Pisces.
Mm-hmm. Which is my sign.
Oh, is it?
Yes. I'm a Pisces.
So, fishies. This look was awesome. All of it.
I love the water collar. Oh. That was
the splash up water call, like the collar and the wrist things. Plus, the fish were fun. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't get over that cool blue material that looked like moving water.
Yeah.
It was so good.
I really liked the material. I really liked the look. I think it's a cool way to interpret that sign, especially because, you know, fishes, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
My only critique is that maybe a little more detail work in the fishes, because from afar, I wasn't quite sure what was going on. It was when they got a little bit closer that I was like, oh, that they're koi fishes.
It's
not a big critique, but.
No, they were large scale sequins. And I think that's what kind of muddied the visual. I think if they'd been smaller sequins, it would have been easier to clock it.
Exactly. But I mean, other than that, I loved it. I thought she looked gorgeous. Her hair was gorgeous. Her makeup was gorgeous.
Yeah, she just looked pretty.
She's a
beauty
tall,
babe.
Tall glass of water.
Oh, fish? With two fish in it? A tall goldfish of water, goldfish bowl of water.
Perfect.
That's right.
Oh, okay, here we go. Plastique.
Girl, you're an Aries and you look good.
I loved it. I loved every single thing about the outfit. The hair, the horns, the neck and the corset and the shoulder pads.
That's so funny. In my notes, I wrote, I love everything. Wig, outfit, makeup, booty.
Exactly. Exactly.
Everything. It looks so good. All of it. Like
that kind of like 1920s big blonde hair with the makeup that was subtle, but
well, and it was
looked great.
If you're going to do, it's hard to do a no eyebrow look and have it come across well. And it was done really well.
Yeah.
Really well.
And
her waist and her butt looked nuts.
Yeah.
Nuts.
Out of this world.
I loved walking towards me, but I liked her better walking away.
Nice. So, yeah, I have nothing,
so good.
Nothing
so good.
Bad to say about that outfit.
Yeah, I loved it. Raja was a Capricorn, and I thought it was cute.
I do, too, because, you know, Capricorn to me would be one of the signs that's maybe a little more difficult.
Yeah,
because it's
like, yeah.
I mean, I guess
a goat.
Not as much as the others, but at the same time, I really liked it, too.
I thought it was cute.
Well put
I thought
together.
The wig interpretation with the mm-hmm. horns was really cute. I thought her makeup looked really cute.
The dress looked stunning.
It fit so well. Yeah. No, I thought
and
it was great.
And the hoofs
great.
Were cute.
They were cute.
I liked it.
No, I thought it was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Nina West, a Leo. Where are you getting lion in that besides the fact that there's a lion head on it?
Yeah.
I mean, it was a fun look. But I didn't think that it made sense for the challenge. Like,
I think just compared to the others, you have
yes.
to push a little further than just having a lion on the dress. I loved the headpiece, but I just
oh,
don't
it was
think
gorge,
it,
but
it
for this
was
challenge.
Yeah.
I don't think it was for this challenge.
Yeah.
Like, and it looked like, it was kind of confusing because yes, it was a lion head, but then there was all that fire. So it was like, I don't understand. Like, is the lion breathing fire? What's happening?
Yeah.
It was just a little confused
to me.
I mean,
I liked it, but it's
I
not
did
my
like
favorite.
It. Yeah. It just was like, it was
again,
fine.
I just want that crown.
I know.
But, yeah. Just kind of,
Yeah. Honey is also a Leo, and I thought it was pretty, and I really liked the really big lion's mane
like
of
a
hair
mane. Exactly
it read lion in a very like literal sense because of this giant lion's mane.
Yeah, that's what I put. I loved the hair, I loved the mane. I was like, but then it seems like the rest is kind of
blah. There was nothing that was like standout about it, but I mean it was fun.
Yeah, I put it was good, could be more.
It could have been more.
Yeah,
for sure.
Oh geez,
man.
Sugar Plum Fairy. Okay, so Suga, Scorpio.
It was a cool look conceptually. Like, okay, but what did it have anything to do with
for another challenge?
Yeah, it had. I wrote this is the wrong challenge.
Yeah,
like it didn't. I guess you could maybe say that. Like, I know. I mean, it was
how
red and
cool
black.
To do like some cool constructed actual like scorpion.
Or to do like
not
a scorpion tail with your wig or something.
Yeah,
like there's so many things that you could do. And it just kind of looked like a weird, like futuristic rave outfit.
Yeah.
It was, I didn't get it.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, it wasn't a bad look. It just made no sense for
no,
the challenge.
I just feel like if it was I, I would look in the mirror and say, does this say Scorpio?
Right.
And I just don't know how anyone could look in the mirror and say Scorpio.
No. It didn't make any sense.
Unfortunate.
I know. It really was. Next, we had Ariel Versace as Aries. And I thought it was super cute. I wrote kawaii because it definitely had that feeling of sort of like Japanese anime character. It was really cute. I was annoyed with the nipple flash at the end because it seemed like totally unnecessary.
Okay. This confuses me as well. Well, first off, I should say I still have mad love for Ariel. I thought it was so cute.
Oh, so cute.
So cute.
It was a very cohesive, all-together look. Like, everything was working on it.
Uh-huh. But, okay, so in... bring it up now. Spoilers.
At the end, she had no skirt on.
Exactly. And she had a little tail and a little, like,
so was she going to do that reveal?
I don't know. And so that's why I'm confused.
And then she changed her mind while she was out there.
I was confused at the first, too, because I'm like, why'd she do this little flash thing? And why does she, like, what's the point?
Yeah.
And then I saw that later, and I'm like,
I don't know. It makes you wonder if there was a reveal that she maybe backed out of last minute and then was like, maybe I'll just flash a little nip. And it was like, but that doesn't make any sense.
That is exactly what I'm thinking happened.
And that's like, either do it or don't do it.
Yeah.
I think that it made it a little confused.
It was awkward. It was weird.
Yeah.
Because she's this, like, cute little timid thing.
And then it's like, look at my weird furry nipples. But it was, I don't know. It was kind of dumb.
Mm-hmm.
oh, Silky.
I'm not trying to be a hater.
I would gladly give her props if props were due, but what the hell was happening out there on that runway?
Besides the horns that looked poorly made and poor quality, what else does that have to do with a freaking Capricorn?
I think
besides some like
fish
fur,
scales,
fur
the-
on the.
There was fur, which is, I guess, and then there were fish scales on the side, but it was like, what? She had jellyfish armpit hair. Like, what was that weird? Everything was so weird, and I'm sorry. I don't know. Like, it looked so bad.
It looked amateur hour.
It was really rough. Like, across the board, it looked so slapped together.
Yeah, I was... Again, because the hair wasn't good, the horns, which are the only thing to me that says Capricorn, didn't look good.
Can you imagine if she came out in that original makeup? It would have been so bad. So bad.
Rough. Yes, I was.
It was really rough.
I didn't like it.
Next, we had Evie Oddly as a Leo, and it was Cats meets Mr. Roboto. And it was super fun.
That's a funny. That's a good way to explain it. Yeah, I was, you know, I've had a lot of issues with her
aesthetic.
Yes. And I feel like this was a success.
It was definitely like, I liked that it was a different take on things. It was very unique. And I liked that. Like, it definitely read Lion, but in a totally different way. And so it was fresh, and I liked that. I thought that was really fun.
Yeah, I did as well. And I loved the little, what would you call that? Accents that she...
they're like little fangs or something. Yeah, like little canine teeth or whatever on the side. It was cute. It was fun and like, but edgy in like a good way. Like, I loved the tail and like the boots. It was really cool.
And I'll tell you what, after how much... crap Raja was thrown at her for makeup in the workroom.
I know.
I was like, please be good.
I know, seriously. Like, don't be bad.
And she did it. So I was like, yes.
No, it was really
fun.
Good.
Miss Vanjie.
Oh my.
I loved it.
It's so over the top, but in the best way possible.
Yes,
like so over the top.
That to me would be the hardest sign. And so to take it that way.
So it's a Libra.
Like, good job.
And you could easily do like sort of a mediocre look and just carry the scales.
Yeah.
But she carried that shit on her head. And
she was
as big
scale.
As her whole body. And the fact that she had roses in it to throw, I was dying. It was so fun. I loved it.
Later on, when they're all on the stage, people just have to keep stepping around. I'm like, yeah, you own your space.
I know. I loved it. I thought it was such a good look.
And her makeup looked really pretty.
And I loved her little curls of hair coming out. It looked really cute.
Yeah, I was very impressed.
Although up to this point, we've only seen her in full drag in the color red. So I hope that she...
I was thinking that same thing.
I do want to see some more colors, but I do love it.
Yes. 10 points.
Oh, Lindsay. Akiria.
Yeah.
So boring.
I put bored.
So boring. She's a Pisces. And same sort of concept as Brooklyn Heights. She's wearing a gown with two fish on it, but it's legit just a full pageant gown with two big fish slapped on it.
Yeah.
And just a big pageant wig. Like, there's nothing unique or special about it. It's just pageant.
It's just like we said about Nina, where it's like you have to do more than just have a dress with
a thing slapped
thing
on it.
Yeah,
you need to like conceptualize, like think outside of the box, because we're in season 11. Like that ship would have flown in like season, you know, 5 or 6 or something, mm-hmm. but we're not there anymore.
Yeah.
You've got to push it. We need to see something new.
We have evolved.
Lindsay, Mercedes.
I don't know what this is.
Iman Diamond.
And that sad little
bow and arrow. She's a Sagittarius, which is an archer. And she is full blown. It looks like a weird costume closet. And what was happening in that chest area? It looked like football pads with no boobs, but then they kept moving so you could see her nipples. It was so weird.
Yeah, it was.
And then that sad little bow and arrow that she didn't know how to hold.
I know. That being a super nerd, I was looking at that and I'm like girl, at least just go buy one. Like from a costume shop.
It was at least something weird.
And oh, it was just awkward.
It was so rough. And especially like next to everybody else.
Yeah.
It looked so cheap.
Like super cheap.
So cheap. Like she had just like rough cut some fabric and tied it around mm-hmm. her waist. It was not good.
Which, you know, that's to me, conceptual outfits, I don't think is just her aesthetic.
No, I think she's pretty straightforward. Yeah. Like I wear a dress and a wig.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm not super surprised by it, but it was rough.
Speaking of rough, Kahana Montrese as an Aries. Bad. I just wrote bad in capital letters because the one thing that I cannot get over is how weirdly proportioned those horns were. And the fact that they were slapped on a crappy wig with weird black roses to try and cover it up. It made no sense.
It was whack.
It looked like a costume shop, like shake and go wig. Mm-hmm. It was not styled at all.
No.
And then her outfit was falling apart on the runway. And it looked like she had chest hair because she had heavy, like big chunk gold glitter on the chest mm-hmm. and it read like chest hair.
It's funny because like I didn't even notice that until they gave the critiques because I was so like.
Well, all of it. It was so hard to focus on one thing.
The bottom rips off. I was just like mortified.
I know.
But even before that, I was like, this is so basic.
Well, yeah. Like all of those weird things aside, it's a very basic chiffon wrap dress.
And then you just put some giant, terrible horns
on your head. They were way too big proportionally for the rest of what was going on.
Plus they looked really bad close up because going to many nerd conventions, seeing cosplay, you get an idea of
construction.
What horns should
look.
And it looked like styrofoam horns just cut out and then just slapped on there. It's like, these look so cheap.
Yeah, they looked really bad. It was rough.
I mean, at least Silkie's were small, so you couldn't tell.
I know, like
much.
At least, yeah, don't make it the center point of your look.
Yeah.
It was really rough.
Yeah, that was a train wreck.
And then last, but definitely not least, was Scarlet Envy as... Oh my God.
Pisces.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, my brain just
bubble out. Pisces.
I wrote very cool in parentheses because she looked like cold water.
Okay. I hated the fish lips.
The fish lips were the worst part of it.
I just could not get over it because it's like this beautiful dress with this fun idea and this wig. And then it's just like,
everything
fish
was
lips.
Working, but the fish lips were super distracting.
Yeah.
They were super distracting. I wish that it had just been a normal beauty lip.
Exactly. Which this is when I had to rewind and watch again because the whole time, the first run through, I was just looking at her face. And then I went to write notes and I was like, I don't even know what her dress.
Well, and that's the problem is the rest of it was like, I will give the fish lips a pass because I did like the rest of it. I'm annoyed by it. It's not as good as the others, like, as, you know, Miss Vanjie or, you mm-hmm. know, Brooklyn or...
And I mean, I like the wig,
plastic,
how it was like a fin.
Yeah, it was very conceptual. And I liked all of the bits, like the fact that it had sort of like pearls and things that sort of looked like bubbles as well. Mm-hmm. And it had a lot going on and it was good. There was just, I think that her makeup was a bit of a misstep.
Yeah.
And the bubbles on the runway
was
fun.
Ideas. Put together that should not. I mean, if you're going to go fish, go fish. If you're going to go glamour fish,
go glamour fish.
Be a glamour fish.
Yeah. It kept it from being in my top looks mm-hmm. because it had a couple of things off about it.
Yes. So,
for me, my favorite runway look of the week was Plastique.
Oh, hands down.
I don't think that there was any competition there.
It she looked so gorgeous. Good. It fit the theme.
It looked so good.
And to be my favorite in this, because there were a lot.
It was hard. Second
is Vanjie.
I went back and forth because they both looked so good. But Plastique, I loved everything about it. It was so amazing. And then my bottom is Kahana. It was just bad all across the board. It was just really rough.
Yeah, for my bottom, I definitely had Kahana. This is a running theme. It was Kahana and Mercedes.
Well, I know. I was going back and forth, but it was like, ugh. The more I look, the more Kahana's just bothers me. I mean, Mercedes is not great, but at least it didn't fall off of her on the stage.
Yeah. I'll give her that.
And then as judging went on, did you notice how Kahana's horns went away? Because they obviously couldn't stay on.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine her?
Like, they
jumping around in those things?
No.
Yeah.
All right. So, the judges' tops and bottoms were tops for the challenge and runway. Plastique, Scarlet Envy, Evie Oddly, and Sugar Cane.
I am blown. I was blown away. Vanjie was not in there.
I was too.
She was so good in the acting challenge.
I know.
And her look was so on point. I
thought that she, I mean, I think Sugar Cane did really well in the acting challenge, but she dropped the ball on the runway. Yeah. So I think that Vanjie should have been there instead. Yeah. So then we had our bottoms, which were Mercedes, Kahana, Brooklyn, and Ariel. Versace. And I think all of them kind of deserve to be there. Brooklyn and Ariel, at least, you know, I think it was pretty predictable that they weren't going to be in the very bottom because their looks were so good.
Phenomenal. Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that it shocked anybody that Mercedes and Kahana ended up in the lip sync for Your Life, because theirs were rough. Oh, acting. And
the whole RuPaul chalada,
the enchilada. But as we were speaking of earlier, double winners. Oh, what's happened to you, Ru?
I don't know.
Make up your mind.
Throwing trophies at everyone now, or should I say, $2,500 gift cards too?
To makeup. So. I mean, I do see at least a little bit of a reasoning, because Scarlett and Evie both did well, and a lot of it was due to their chemistry together.
Yeah.
And so
I think Oddly's look was better. Again, I just... I can't get over him.
So
can't
funny.
Get over him. And again, I think Vanjie was robbed.
She was robbed!
But I do get it. I do get Evie Oddly and Scarlett both winning.
I'm not mad about it.
Yeah.
But our lip sync for Your Life is Mercedes and Kahana. To the song Work Bitch by Britney Spears.
Which is such a fun one.
You better work. I know it is
such
so fun.
Such a fun one. If I had a lipstick for my life. Oh my. If I had a lip sync for my life, it would be to a song like that.
Oh my gosh.
Some of the slower ones, I'm like, oh,
I know that would be hard. At least this one is like, oh, so good. And I will say that Mercedes rocked it.
Yeah, she brought it out.
I was transfixed. I was like, okay, now I'm getting it.
And I'm not the biggest fan of ripping off the wig,
but
her hair looked good.
Underneath. I loved, and I think she even looked better like with a shorter wig. Like, I almost wish she'd been wearing that earlier.
Yeah, exactly. And so I was like, okay. I'm okay with this.
Yeah, it was a good little reveal. Yeah. And it, like, she was working it. She has a tiny little body and she was working it.
Mm-hmm.
And Kahana definitely looked like she was having a seizure again.
She looked desperate as hell.
It was like flailing, flipping all over the place, crawling on the floor. I mean,
I'll give it to her. A freaking backflip in heels.
Yes, whoa. That's impressive, but all of it looked super desperate.
No, yeah, it was. Well, and you could kind of see at the end when she lost, like, heart in it, because I think
her face dropped and she was not just, it was really sad.
I was just like, oh, get this over with.
I know, it started getting really sad and I was like, I just want this to be over now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Let's just stop the song.
I know. So Shantae, you stay. Mercedes. Kahana, sashay away. Honestly, I'm not bummed, because I still to this moment can't think of anything unique or interesting about Kahana. So,
you know, I will say I did like her out of drag personality.
That's good.
I thought her interviews one-on-one were fun, and she had some really fun witty comments, but
you got to take that like and translate it.
She just is too fresh.
Yeah. You need some time to
grow and mature. And you know what? This is, being on RuPaul is a platform to do that.
Yeah.
Big time. I mean, look at Ms. Vanjie.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I mean, look at freaking Shangela.
Yeah. No, so, I am curious to see what becomes of Kahana.
So we did, oh gosh, I am so excited for this next episode.
Oh, me too.
What did they do?
I don't know.
Stunk. What?
Rue never gets that pissed.
I know. I am just,
oh, that preview for the next episode. Rue is not happy with anybody.
No.
What did they do?
And is this real? Is she just being,
is it some sort of dramatic goofiness that
is
they,
is it really clever editing?
I don't know. Yeah. Oh, but I want to know.
I know. I'm excited.
Oh, I can't wait.
Well, you know, this was a fun episode.
It was so fun. I loved it.
I loved the runway. I, you know, there was enough drama for me.
No,
there
was
a little
good.
Too much, actually, a little sprinkling of too much. But I really enjoyed it.
No, it was a super fun episode.
Who's your prediction?
Okay, so I have been thinking about this all day, because my knee-jerk reaction was Mercedes. And then I was like, oh, shit, I've said that 2 weeks in a row. And so now I feel like a bitch.
Now you're just being a bully.
I'm like, oh, no, but... I don't, I don't know. I think I just, I don't know what to do. Do you have a prediction?
You know, I'm right there with you. And so I feel like I need to mix it up a little bit. And so I am going to say Akiria.
Oh. Huh.
Her acting was boring. Well, it wasn't boring, but it was kind of like meh. And I thought her runway look was meh.
Yeah.
I mean, again, if I'm mixing it up.
Mix it up. I'll stay the course for one more week.
Such a meanie. A meanie.
I'm a meanie. I'll see you later, Mercedes.
Up in that car and go.
I'm sorry.
All right. Well, I think that wraps it up. That about wraps it up.
Awesome. Well, we'll see you next week. I hope you enjoy this coming episode, and we'll tell you whether or not we did.
And you'll listen.
And you will listen.
All right. Well, everyone have a glamtastic week. See you next episode.
See ya.
Bye.